Welcome to Our Daily Portion with WIT Ministries. I'm Matt Russell, and I'm the director of WIT Ministries. And at Walking in Truth Ministries, we want to help people to be able to live a more God-centered, God-focused life and in every aspect of their life. So the purpose for this podcast is for us to really strengthen our biblical discipline of reading the Bible. So I'm going to read a scripture every day where I'm going to share a nugget about that scripture, and then I'm going to say a little prayer at the end, and that will be the entirety of our episodes for this podcast. Please feel free to check us out at walkingintruthministries.org, or you can also check out our other podcast, which is Living the WIT Life with Walking in Truth Ministries. I hope that this podcast blesses you as much as it blesses me, and let's go ahead and get started with our daily portion.
Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu is a ministry, it's events, and it's a podcast, all focused on building community and fellowship around Jesus and great Jiu-Jitsu. We were birthed from a Walking in Truth event called Pursuit. Four of us left one of these men's pursuits, and the Lord all gave us the same download to create Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu. We've started by doing local events in North Texas. We're slowly but surely expanding those events to other markets across the country, where we bring in professors and instructors. We learn awesome jiu-jitsu techniques. We hear a testimony about the gospel. We give away free Bibles. We offer prayer, and then we train hard. On top of this, we have a podcast that has really taken off that we have a lot of fun with. Look us up on all platforms. We love Walking in Truth, and we appreciate the affiliation with them and the covering that they give us. Thank you to all the leaders at Walking in Truth. Everyone at Jesus and Jiu-Jitsu is truly appreciative.
Ezekiel 2, the prophet's call. Then he said to me, "Son of man, stand on your feet that I may speak with you." As he spoke to me, the Spirit entered me and set me on my feet, and I heard him speaking to me. Then he said to me, "Son of man, I'm sending you to the sons of Israel, to rebellious people who have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day. I'm sending you to them who are stubborn and obstinate children, and you shall say to them, 'Thus says the Lord God.' As for them, whether they listen or not, for they are a rebellious house, they will know that a prophet has been among them. And you, son of man, neither fear them nor fear their words. Though the thistles and thorns are with you and you sit on scorpions, neither fear their words nor be dismayed at their presence, for they are a rebellious house. But you shall speak my words to them, whether they listen or not, for they are rebellious. Now you, son of man, listen to what I'm speaking to you. Do not be rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I am giving you." Then I looked, and behold, a hand was extended to me, and lo, a scroll was in it. When he spread it out before me, it was written on the front and back, and written on it were lamentations, mourning and woe. I know whenever we read the Old Testament, a lot of the times, because we've been conditioned to do so, we read Israel. And when we read Israel, we immediately assume Jews just as a whole. And that's not accurate. There's so much more depth to it. Whenever he's referring or telling Ezekiel here, God is telling Ezekiel, "You are going to be a prophet for me to the people, to a rebellious people, to the people who have rebelled against me." And then he says, "You're going to be a prophet to Israel." Israel is the northern kingdom. Judah is the southern kingdom. Throughout the Old Testament, when it's referring to those two kingdoms, there's a different mindset that we need to have in understanding what he's saying to them. As an example, Judah, the southern kingdom, is referred to as the adulterers. And The adulterers still had covenant with God, but they were unfaithful in keeping the covenant. So they still, not just by name, and they still had a desire, but their desire to pursue the Father became twisted by their own desires. The northern kingdom, Israel, is referred to as the harlots or the prostitutes. They have prostituted themselves out. They have sold themselves out to the world, completely turning their back on God. So when we see that Ezekiel is sent to prophesy, to be a prophet to Israel, we need to know it's not all Jews. God is not referring to all Jews as this rebellious house, this rebellious people. They have a different type or a different version of themselves turning their backs on God. So when we talk about the prodigal son, the prodigal son completely turned his back on God, walked away, sold himself out to the world, and came back begging just to be a slave. But he came back. That was Jesus saying, Israel, even though you've sold yourselves out, you've completely prostituted yourself out, we have hope that you're going to turn around. And as soon as you take that first step to return, the Father's going to already be preparing a feast for you. But then the other son standing there says, why did you never prepare a feast for me? Why didn't you do this for me? And he said, because you always had everything. You always had everything available to you. You just chose not to take it. That's the southern kingdom, or the son that stayed. Instead of complaining about this entitlement that you feel like you have, you need to realize we have everything available to us. God said that as a son of his, through Jesus Christ, we have all authority, all power. We have all the resources of the heavens. So we have everything available. It's just whether or not we choose to engage in it, or if we would choose to just pursue our own desires rather than trying to fulfill the desires of our Father. Well, God, thank you that in this book, you're going to show us, you're going to show us these warnings of returning and the power and that you have and the love that you have for your people, as that's what the word is. It is a book, a love story from you to us. And Father, I pray that that our eyes would be open and our ears would hear what it is that you'd have for us, so that we can then live that out in our lives as an example to others. And I pray for all this in Jesus' name.
Are you concerned about what the future holds? Are you confident that the retirement plans that you have today will still be secure tomorrow? Let us help you by clearing up the uncertainty. This is Matt Russell, the director of WIT Ministries. Many of us at Walking in Truth Ministries are bivocational, working in our ministry as well as in the financial services industry at Win Big Financial Group. We help people to build a tax-free and risk-free retirement. Give me a call at 817-903-2575 to support our ministry and to secure your family's financial future. Again, call today at 817-903-2575. Thank you and God bless. Thank you for joining us today, and I hope that that blesses you either as an individual or with you and your other loved ones. Maybe this is something that you're utilizing to spend with your family
some time around God's word. And of course, that is great. I love that. And I'd love to hear how the Daily Portion podcast is blessing you. If you would, just go to our website at walkingintruthministries.org and go on there and just drop us a little note about this podcast or one of our other podcasts, or even just check out the events that we have available. But again, thank you very much and look forward to seeing you again tomorrow as we dig into our daily portion with WIT Ministries. God bless.